show, the theme, the Gary Show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme, the Gary Show? This is the theme, the Gary Show. The opening theme, the Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch it's Gary Shandling Show. This was the theme, the Gary Shandling Show.
God, that brings back so many great memories. It's the Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Of course, today, the death of Gary Shandling at the age of 66. What a shock. Allegedly died of a heart attack. It's tough to think about, you know, because Gary Shandling is it was a great comedian. And listening to that theme song right there, man, what a funny, funny guy. What a funny concept for a theme song. Now, that's the Gary Shandling Show, which was early adapt. I mean, I was watching some of the clips today, and it had a real cool kind of lack of a fourth wall. He would walk into the audience at certain points in the middle of his sitcom. It kind of had that Mr. Rogers Neighborhood feel to it, and everything that he did. The audience was there with him, and that was something that was kind of new at the time. But really, you know, the other show that he worked on, the Larry Sanders Show, where he kind of parodied so brilliantly late night talk, was maybe a groundbreaker, not just for comedy, not just for that kind of thing, you know, doing a parody of late night talk, but maybe for HBO in general. It was an HBO show. It was one of the big hits for HBO, and it kind of launched not just the idea of HBO being a content provider for great television programs, not just movies, but it may have been, according to Steve Johnson, and he's a longtime TV writer and culture writer for the Chicago Tribune, it may have been the start of HBO and basic cable and others taking risks and doing better television. Steve Johnson joins us now. Steve, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, Justin. Good to be here.
So let's talk about that, because the Larry Sanders Show, when it came on, I mean, HBO wasn't the HBO we know it to be now.
Yeah, HBO was a fledgling business. A lot of people were confused by it. A lot of people didn't subscribe to it, or even know what it was or how to get it. I looked up. There was an early Rick Kogan interview. You know, hey, if you have a few extra bucks, maybe it's worth spending on it. Rick was a TV critic before me at the Tribune. So people didn't quite know what it was. The ones who had discovered it maybe thought it's your source for late night nudity on TV.
Right. And movies. It did movies, right?
And they did a lot of movies, obviously. They were replaying movies after they had kind of gone through the theatrical cycle. Then they started making series. I think Dream On was their big comedy that kind of caught fire a little bit before Larry Sanders, but not really quality-wise, not so good a show. And then Shandling came along with the Larry Sanders Show, and it was just this brilliant thing that everybody who cared about good television, good entertainment, could see right away this was doing something new and setting new standards.
Great writers, great cast. I mean, to think about some
amazing
of the names,
cast,
Janine
yeah.
Garofalo, Bob Odenkirk, Jeffrey Tambor, all the way down the line. So many people who are still making great television today were part of the Larry Sanders Show. You know, it had a good mix of being not only, you know, people watching it, and HBO has had a hit on its hands, but it also was just a media darling. People loved the Larry Sanders Show in the media.
Oh yeah, critics loved it all the way through because it was so different. It was I kind of in the same way that the It's Gary Shandling Show had broken the fourth wall and Letterman at the same time kind of playing against all the conventions of television. Well, Larry Sanders took that idea, I think, and put it in a more sophisticated context. Mm-hmm. So it was within the idea of a fictional place. But you were still getting this kind of tweaking tweaking the boundaries of what TV could do, and really just brilliant satire all the way through.
Well, the show was successful, and you know, you wrote the article today about sort of breaking the formula of television. you know, HBO, after the fact, that's when they started to make more investments into television programs, including shows like The Sopranos or Sex and the City. Those were the shows that really made HBO what it is today. But you kind of point towards Larry Sanders giving HBO the blueprint to try some things that might be a little bit out of the box or not your standard fare.
I think in a lot of ways that show taught, you know, not just HBO, but a lot of people in the business that there is a market for creator-driven television, for serialized storytelling, for not just doing the same old thing that's been working more or less for, you know, for 30 years previously. And so we started seeing chances being taken. We saw HBO greenlight The Sopranos and greenlight The Wire and kind of stick with them even when they weren't immediately popular, you know, giving them a chance. And I saw this great quote since I wrote that piece, kind of in a hurry this afternoon, right after we heard the terrible news. But there's a quote out there from David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, that he was inspired to want to do something good for television because of Larry Sanders. So, I mean, that's a direct link.
You know, I don't know much about the TV jargon, but that the concept or the phrase creator-driven television, what is that specifically?
Well, it's the idea that you as a network, as a programmer, are going to trust smart, creative people to make interesting and good decisions and make shows that are worthwhile, instead of, you know, the old model of you know, the network guys always reading right through every script and giving notes and giving suggestions and could you make the female lead a little more cute? Could this story maybe go a little bit more, you know, about hockey instead of about soccer or something? Just the kind of dumbing down that happens when people are playing to the average.
Let me ask you as we wrap up here, Gary Shandling, you know, dead at the age of 66, what do you think his legacy is going to be?
I think it's, you know, absolutely the Larry Sanders Show is the legacy. And I really encourage people to go back and look at it, because I think it's overlooked and forgotten a little bit these days. Hopefully this will kind of like, you know, when David Bowie died, people went back and went, oh, my God, this guy did so much. Mm-hmm. But this is just a brilliant sustained effort in television, and all the more so, I think, for being comedy, which is harder to do, I think, than drama. I mean, it's no accident that a lot of the shows we consider great now are dramas. It's harder to pull it off in the comedy realm. And so go back and look at this, and this is his legacy, and it's a brilliant and lasting one.
Steve Johnson writes is a culture writer for the Chicago Tribune. He covered television for years over there. Steve, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Justin.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come right back. No flipping. Right back.